Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from the Comedy Store in West Hollywood, California. It's Hollywood Week still. We're still here. We got a bunch of guests coming. We've had a bunch of guests. We got more guests coming up. Today is a very special day for me. If you know my Instagram or my Twitter, you know my fandom of the Bachelor franchises. This is a big one. This is what we call a get. Nick Vielle, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I don't know if I can match your excitement.
Energy, baby.
I'm taking notes.
This is how you do it, man. Yeah. Come every week.
Are you always this?
Always.
Through a whole episode?
The whole one. I ain't going to stop, especially with you here. You're like a cup of coffee for me. Wow. This is, I mean,
I'm waiting for my coffee, so
dude,
I hope I
we're on it. Okay. All right. All right. You know, we have a low rent production.
I'm going to try my best.
Well, I'm pumped to have you here. I mean, I was telling you a little bit. I mean, a big fan of the show.
Always.
Long time now. I've live tweeted for a long time.
When did you start? What season?
Ooh. I started the live tweeting with Ben.
Okay.
And so, and I, you know,
that's when you started watching it?
I was watching before that.
Okay.
And when you, I mean, you're a four-time person on the show. And I mean, your season I loved too because, I mean, you and Vanessa ended up together than not together.
Yeah.
And then, but I love that season because I think like The Bachelor as a, if I'll say this, I'm a fan of the show because I think it's also the best made TV show.
I would agree. It's really well done.
Really well done. And also, as a big picture show, it's stupid. I agree.
Totally.
30 of one for, you know, one of another. That's a stupid thing. But when you get to the small moments, there's real. I mean, look at what's going on with what happened with Tyler C. and with Hannah and with Jed. That small moment anyone can relate to, right?
I will always say that's. I mean, there's a reason why the show's been on as long as it has,
of
and
course.
Why it's continuing to be is just as popular as any time. I mean, numbers are different just because people are watching different things, but it's pop culture wise, it's just as popular. It's just as mainstream, and to that point, it's incredibly relatable to anyone, and they try their best. They can always do better, but to be progressive with the times and like you said, everyone relates to love. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is, what your sexual orientation is.
Sure,
everyone relates to it. Whether you're old or young, you're either hopeful to one day start dating if you're really young, or you're old and you know you dated and it's reminiscent of your dating life back in the day. And so it's a very relatable show, and I think people like to. People watch themselves through it in that lens.
Well,
for
I mean,
sure.
If you look at the Jed situation, like that's a very like, especially I get a lot of emails here on the podcast, and a lot of the emails sent around. We're exclusive,
yeah,
but we're not together.
Yeah, I've been very critical of Jed specifically.
How so?
Because you know, there's always on my podcast we talk a lot. I'm sure you do too about like you know, where do you draw the line between fuck boys, fuck buddies, friends with benefits, and specifically fuck boys? Does being a single guy who likes to have sex make you a fuck boy, or is it guys who like Jed who you know, or even if it's women who are really good at saying one thing and doing another? Right, so the Jed, like the guys of the world who like to play house, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they'll hang out with one girl, maybe a couple girls, and they're like to all these women, like, hey, I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to be exclusive.
Sure,
but then they play house. They're inviting them to family events.
Yeah.
They're taking trips to
you.
You know, they're inviting them as guests to weddings. Their actions are very misleading, and you know they're doing it with women they know that would prefer to date them.
Yeah.
And right. And so
but they also know they also know
who,
that
the women?
The men, they know that you know, this is a different way of, you know, convincing someone to be into you. You know, the playing house stuff, when you do come to I made you a surprise birthday party and meet my parents. Mm-hmm. Those are all like, you know, those are things that you're doing that can also convince a girl that they should be more into you.
Yeah, that's assuming you want to be in a relationship, right? So what I'm saying is depending on what your motives are, because I think there's a lot of people out there, like let's just use Jed as the example, right? Because Jed is like kind of defines that type of guy out there who doesn't want to be in a relationship per se.
And for those who don't watch the show, Jed came on to Hannah's season with a girl who saw him as a boyfriend, and he did not see it the same way.
Yeah, well, he was just like, well, technically we weren't in a relationship.
Yeah, but he had the small print in the contract basically said, we haven't had the talk.
Yeah, we never defined it. Yeah, we didn't DTR it.
Even though we had met the parents and they've gone on vacation together. She threw him a party.
They're saying, I love you to each other. And so there are a lot of guys out there and women out there, I guess, to keep it fair, who will just say, well, we're not together. And then we'll do everything else that they do says otherwise.
It's like a handshake agreement versus a contractual agreement.
Yeah.
It's like you did everything.
And their motives are usually, I find these guys to be guys who like the comfort of the girlfriend. They like the Netflix and chill. They actually like to go to the flea market sometimes. They just like to always have that person, but they won't want to fuck other people too.
Of course.
Right?
And leave the back door open.
Yeah, they always leave it open. And instead of just being upfront and honest, they are playing both sides and all falling under the protection of like, well, we said we weren't together, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that Jed situation, I would think, was a very relatable situation for people to watch. And there were a lot of opinions. And again, that's why I think that makes the show all that more popular.
Do you feel lucky for having done, do you feel lucky for the timing of when you were on the shows?
In what way?
When you first came on the shows in the Andy Dorfman season, the social media stuff isn't as big.
It's exponentially keeps blowing up more and more. Even now, the people going on, you know, they're following. If you're a fan favorite, it's kind of crazy. But in that sense, I was fortunate that had I gone on Andy's season, I went right back to work. And had I honestly never met Caitlin before the show, I never would have gone back on, and I just would have been an afterthought. And my life probably would have been arguably better. Who knows?
Better? Come on.
No, it's fine. All jokes aside, I'm doing fine. I'm doing a lot of exciting things I wouldn't have an opportunity to do. But social media has really blown up. And kind of like my generation of art, like me, Ben, Ashley, Jared, that group.
Sure.
We're kind of at the forefront of social media really playing a part of the show. And social media really has helped the longevity. Social media made the show cool.
I think it takes the Jed thing and makes it a conversation.
It gives it layers. Yeah, I think before social media, The Bachelor was, it was a guilty pleasure.
Of course.
It was something you kind of were like, do you guys watch this show?
Yeah.
And now
in whispered tones.
Yeah, now you have celebrities and, you know, all like talking about it, tweeting about it, putting up in the social, and you're like, oh shit, Justin Bieber watches The Bachelor? I guess it's cool. Like, you know, and so it's an anecdotal story they're saying on talk shows, and it became this conversation, and now through social media it's just hashtag The Bachelor, it's trending, and people are,
and you can find a community.
You can find a community and everyone sees that they're doing it and it becomes cool and interesting, and then you have these kind of subplot B storylines. You know, the show continues through social media.
Now you have Tyler C. dating Gigi Hadid. How do you feel about that?
Exactly. Yeah.
I love the show. I'm happy you're here. You have a podcast of your own called The Vile Files.
Yeah, Vile Files.
Vile Files. Yeah. It's a tough one to say.
It's not great, yeah. I don't know why I put in the
Vile
title.
Files.
I don't know why I put in the title of my podcast, since no one can say it right, but hey. Whatever.
I'm sorry. Well,
no, not you.
Vile Files. Go and you do dating and relationship advice there?
A lot of dating and relationship stuff. Obviously, we talk a little bit about The Bachelor, but it's a lot of dating and relationship.
And it comes out
every Monday and Wednesday.
Every Monday and Wednesday. So go follow, go support, get involved at Nick Vile on Instagram. We're very excited to have you. Ready to answer some emails?
Let's do it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I am a dental student who lives in Manhattan. Last week I went out with some guy I met on Hinge who just moved here. Do you get on dating apps? Are you still out there? What's your
I'm not that active on dating apps, but I've been on them.
DMs? Is that how you meet people?
I've done that too. I mean, I've been on the Raya one.
Raya,
I don't
use
that much.
That's a famous Tinder.
It's more like there's a level of protection I think it offers some people.
I think that they're very tough on screenshots there.
They are.
That's good. We didn't exchange numbers. Hinge just moved here. We didn't exchange numbers prior and communicated via the app. Date went good. We met for drinks at a place halfway between where we live in Manhattan. He suggested we go to another bar for more drinks, then wanted to go get food after. Seemed like we were having he was having fun and tried to keep that night going. We both ordered separate Ubers, and as he got into his car, he told me he had a nice time and that we should exchange numbers on the app later. He also told me to let him know when I got home. Messaged him that night saying made it home, and he replied saying, great, I was going to ask. It was great meeting you. I replied, you too. Many guys have told me in the past that they can never tell if I'm interested in them or not. I had a bad feeling I gave off that vibe to him too. A few days later, I decided to go out on a limb and say, hey, I hope you had a good weekend. Here's my number. Let me know if you would like to get together again sometime
soon.
Never
heard from him again.
I think you know where this is going. I didn't think that was that strange, but definitely out of my comfort zone. He did not reply, which I clearly took him as being not into it. A week after I sent the message, he unmatched me on the app. Thought that was a bit aggressive since I didn't send him more messages after or try to add friend him on social media. Usually if I'm not interested or even annoyed with someone on the app, I just use the hide feature or the we met feature to have them stop showing up on my feed. Obviously, he wasn't interested, and I'm okay with that. After all, we hung out only once, and not everyone is for everyone. But what are your thoughts on this? Did I make a mistake reaching out? Would love to hear your comment. Nick, what do you think?
I think it's real simple. I mean, when you're reading that, the only thing I really heard is he suggested that they exchange numbers on the app in person.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, so my two thoughts would be is kind of really, it's like always when you're it's hard when you're in a dating situation because you give a shit, so you're not really hearing. You know, you're kind of hearing what you want to
sure.
hear. But pay attention to things people say and trust your gut. But I don't think, did she do anything wrong? Of course not.
No, yeah, reaching out on the app. I mean, she's taking it a little hard that he unmatched.
Yeah, her ego's a little bruised.
Sure.
I think she knows she should be okay. Ultimately, I think she's okay. She recognizes not every guy's going to be into her.
Yeah.
But she's a little hurt, and that's fine. I think to avoid that is, again, if you pay attention to like the finer details, if a guy, why does that make sense? You're in person. A guy says, "Let's exchange numbers on the app." Means I don't want to give you my phone number, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, it's harder in the moment, but like trust your gut. My gut tells me that when that happened, she probably felt that it was off. And she kind of pretended it was normal.
Sure.
And in those situations, trust your gut, right? And so she could have avoided what she feels is embarrassment for reaching out and then being unfriended. She shouldn't be embarrassed. It's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Also, there's nothing wrong with anything she did.
Nothing.
If she did this seven more times to seven different guys.
That's a red flag.
Well, yeah. I would think, like, fine. That's the like, if seven different guys, the same situation where you reached out of the app, I go, the eighth one might end up, the guy goes, oh, hey, here's my number. Maybe. I'm saying that, like, the idea that like when we hold back text, like you did it. You got your answer.
Yeah.
All you did was hear a no,
totally.
Which is fine.
Totally fine.
I would say, you know, to her where it's like, you know, when you go on these apps and someone, you know, the number doesn't come out. A lot of times, I mean, when the guy says to you like, you know, we're not doing... Get over the app. I think like when he unmatches, that's kind of a, you know, that's just him saying, if she's willing to go on the app and reach out to me again, I need to give her a no without saying no.
Sure. I mean,
she's wondering why do you have to do that? Well, it's a way to say no without saying no.
Totally. But I guess I think she's spending probably too much time trying to figure out his motives. I mean, I don't know why people make the decisions on dating apps. I don't even understand how all these work. But yeah, he didn't respond to you, and I think it just hurt her a little bit because it felt almost aggressive. But the truth is, she got clarity.
Yeah,
and I think when it comes to dating, especially in dating apps, people should be thankful for clarity. And I think sometimes we make the mistake of trying to avoid clarity.
Yeah,
again, like in this situation, he was like, we'll exchange numbers over the app.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity to try to like find some clarity there because that's a confusing thing to say. And so when someone says something that's confusing, you can either like trust your gut and be like, all right, this guy's not into me, or just call it out and be like, or now, or here, you know, and just see what they say. If you get a weird vibe from their reaction, it's a normal thing go on a date, have a good time, especially if you met on a dating app, and at that point exchange numbers.
Yeah.
Like, if
where's the abnormality here?
Yeah,
if
there's nothing.
Look at the test, you know.
It would be abnormal for him to deny it and claim he wants to continue to hang out.
Sure. We are sponsored, people. Brooklinen. Love this sponsor. And it's fall. It's time to refresh. It's time to get rid of those old sheets. You're going to college. You know someone who's going to college. It's a great gift. Or they're moving. This is the time of year that when you did graduate college, you and then you went home for the summer, and then you got that apartment. So now you're on that lease schedule that starts in the fall. I know you. You're going, wow, Jared, how did you know? Yeah, I know. I get it. Now's the time of year to refresh. And nothing feels better. I'll say this. Nothing. There ain't one thing that is better than getting into a bed that is freshly made after the sheets have been washed. Nothing. I'll put that against any sexual act. Making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care. You spend one-third of your life in the sheets. A third. What are we doing? I love when someone's like, yeah, this is expensive. No, no, no. A third of your life. And Brooklinen sheets were named winner of the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. So they got 35,000 five-star reviews. 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. So I love my Brooklinen sheets. I do. They are so comfy. They're out of the wash. Here's what you do. Here's how, if you're listening right now and you have a significant other, you got someone that sleeps in your bed that ain't you, go home, order some Brooklinen and use my promo code because I'm going to give you some free money. And then you put them in the wash, dry them out, make the bed, and then you say to whoever that person is in your life, come on in, partner. Let me show you something. And they're going to see and they're going to go, ah. Because there's nothing better than getting into a bed of freshly washed and sheets that is newly made that you didn't have to do. And if you're single and you have nobody, say it to your own balls. Look at your balls and go, I got you. My Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've slept on, and their towels have turned my bathroom into a spot. Really, I'm not just saying that. I couldn't recommend them more for my friends, family, treating yourself to upgrade you deserve. Brooklinen.com is an exclusive offer for my listeners. Get 10% off, 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code JTRAIN at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code JTRAIN at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code JTRAIN, Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. At Nick Vial. Go follow. Get involved. Nick, the Vial Files. It's tough off the tongue.
Vial Files.
Because when you read it,
it's
different than how it should say.
Vial?
Vial Files.
Yeah.
Right? Help a sister out. I'm 25, grew up in Philly, now live in L.A. I went to USC. No, my parents didn't donate $500,000 for my acceptance. Play the laugh track, please. I've been on the dating apps for 3 years. I can't seem to get past the 3 month stage. Each guy either ghosts or drops a bomb. They're moving. I'm not their religion. It's a deal breaker, and it's a deal breaker for them. They're too stressed with work, etc. Is there any way to weed out these guys earlier without coming across as crazy? I don't ask a guy if he's serious on the first few dates. I feel like he will automatically think I'm looking for a ring, which I'm not. Any advice you have is much appreciated. So what do you think? You're in the LA scene.
I got a question for you, though. You know, we and the questions you get. What is... Do you find that a lot of women in the dating scene and younger women are always focused more about, like, I feel like this story is normal. Like, it reads like I'm dating all these guys. How do I avoid them? And it's like my question to her, if we could talk to her, is of all these guys who you feel like you couldn't get to 3 months, did you really like all of them?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like. Were you
What's
really,
the difference between a guy you like and a warm body?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Are you spending too much time focusing on trying to get guys to like you and not enough time figuring out which guys do you actually like?
Switch the perspective.
Yeah. And so I think when you start doing that, you become, well, one, you become more focused on people that are worth your time. You also become more attractive because there's this kind of,
sure,
right, when people are chasing it a little bit too much, people sense it.
This whole thing of like women are like being chased so they don't answer a text. That's not being chased.
No, it's
chased is saying, here's my standard.
Yes.
You either meet it or you don't.
Exactly. And holding to that standard regardless of, you know, being okay with not having a boyfriend I'm going to hit and quit it, but I'm not going to date this guy.
I think the biggest difference is like this. What happens with a lot of women, they're comparing the level of relationships to friends and family. Mm-hmm. And I think like you or I, and this is an unfair thing. It's a social thing that's not fair. When I remember, I have a friend who's like very successful, like in her career, and her grandmother, the first question is, who are you dating?
Sure.
Not how's work. And it's like a guy, like I've never, like my grandmother, yeah, she'll ask me who I'm dating or who I'm seeing. That's not the first question. How's work? What's going on? Where are you living? You know, like
I get it a lot.
I mean, you're in maybe a different space than me. You're in this world where people, you know, I went on the show The Bachelor. And then
it's a hot topic.
It's a hot topic. I can understand.
But in all fairness, you're right. It's a double standard.
Yeah.
And I think that helps us understand the root of where this comes from. But I would like to see, you know, everyone, but specifically more women, especially younger women. You can want to be in a relationship and still like remember, like every time you're fawning over a guy, just be like, what do I like about him? What do I dislike about him? Is this guy do I really like him, or I'm just worried that he doesn't like me?
And what did I like about the last guy?
Yeah.
To put on the next guy.
Or not like about
the last guy. It's called taste.
Yeah.
You know,
but just chasing all these guys, and because this girl, like she's emailing in, mm-hmm, and now it's in her head.
Yeah, sure.
So next guy she kind of meets, she kind of likes, all of a sudden, like she's just worried. Well, hope he likes me.
She's also in a major city like LA,
LA's
New
tough.
York. It's tough. Disposability is a problem. You know,
yes,
where it's like
paralysis of choice.
It's and especially in a city where the matches never run out. So while you're the problem is when you're on a date with someone, there's another bar, a singles bar is in their pocket.
Yeah,
that's the reality. When they go to the bathroom and they do their trip around the apps while they're in the bathroom to see who texted them and who tweeted at them and
totally,
then who Instagrammed. The app that you met them on is in that circle.
Yep.
So you have to realize that if your party is, please stay. You know, no one wants to stay there. If the music's no good and the food sucks, then no one wants to stay.
And that doesn't mean she sucks or that, like, but that energy she's giving off is probably not helping her out.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Nick Vielle. Going through the emails. He's getting a coffee break right now. Let's do another email. Nick Vielle, Vielle Files. Do I keep the summer fling going?
Do you like them?
We'll see.
Are we getting the details of the relationship?
I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I first started listening to You Up and then transitioned to J-Train. Have been binging it all summer. I recommend J-Train You Up to just about everyone I know. Got so excited you're coming to Chicago, but unfortunately I'll already be gone for school by that time, so please come back because I would love to see you live. A little bit about me. I'm a suburb about 25 minutes outside of downtown Chicago. I'm 21 and going into my senior year of college, which is about 2 hours south of me. I met a guy on Hinge who was 25 about a month ago from Ireland. You should not keep this going. I can stop the...
Does he live in Ireland?
However, he works and lives in Chicago. We met about 3 weeks ago, got drinks, did a little bit of bar hopping. We only made out, but laughed a lot and had a great time with each other. I honestly didn't expect much out of it as I'm going back to school and really only using the app to meet new people casually and have fun in the city. He texted me, Snapchatted me the following days after our date, asking me how my days were. It's a week after we first met. My friend and I coincidentally sat right across from him and his roommate on the L train home from the bar crawl, and I, her and I were at. We chatted a bit, then invited him and his roommate to come get some drinks with us. His roommate left to do some work, but he decided to come with, and we all had a great time. He texted again the following week and said he wanted to see me before I left for school. We met up again this past Monday to go for drinks and dinner, and even made out a little on a street corner. Again, had a really nice time together, but I thought that was going to be the last time I was going to see him before I went back. But right before I left, he said, "You're leaving Friday, right? Do you think we could see each other one more time before you leave? I think we both know what's going on here. How do you feel about this situation?" I said, because honestly, I wanted to see him again. So my question is this: if I'm interested in seeing him again beyond this next time we hang out, do I say something or do I just let this be a little summer, end of summer fling? He's mentioned that he's not a huge fan of his job out here because of the pay and that he might go back to Ireland to help his dad's company, but it's all really up in the air at the moment. Even if he did choose to move back home, it sounded like it wouldn't be for several months anyways. I honestly don't want to be in a relationship since it's my last year at college, but also don't feel right to just end it and go our separate ways. I would love to see him again when I'm come home for a weekend during the semester or my breaks, but I'm just not sure about how to go about the situation. So what do you think?
I think this is a great opportunity to have an adult conversation about an adult relationship.
Okay.
Right? You have a 21-year-old girl in college, and my guess is, I don't know how she is, but when I was younger, you think in more black and white terms.
Of course.
Right? You're either like in love or you're totally single.
Yeah. Do
right?
I have to dig in or do I just go from dorm room to dorm room? Yeah.
I mean, she's 21. She's never been this old. It feels old, right?
Yeah, of course.
But, she can also, you can just keep talking to him.
Yeah.
And then you can always check in and say, "Hey, listen, I like you, but like, I'm focused on school right now.
Yeah.
You might go to Ireland. I don't really know. And honestly, I don't want to dive into it. But like, if you want to keep hanging out, but we're not, just always check in. We're not exclusive.
Yeah.
There's
no reason to end, like to blow this whole thing up. What's the reason? Have a friend. You know, sometimes you have to live like you're a professional basketball player. Sometimes it's okay to have a guy in a different city that you can reach out to and go, "Hey, you out tonight? Let's have fun."
Yeah.
I think, and if you're safe and you're with friends,
totally.
And like all this stuff is also, these are things that you want to keep in mind. But I'm saying it's sometimes nice let's look at the logistics. The real logistics are 2.5 hours away.
Yeah, you're not going to see him a ton, but there's FaceTime. There's ways to communicate.
Yeah.
I just think in these situations, the reason why these situations always go south is because people don't communicate. They don't talk. They're like, everyone's just fucking confused, mm-hmm. She's confused, he's confused, no one's bringing it up. They're like, maybe they end up having sex. They might have sex, and it's like, I guess we're dating, I don't know, and like, he's moving. Why don't you just be like, "Hey, I like you, but like, let's not go crazy, but let's keep hanging out. I got school, we're not in a relationship, so like, we're not going to like make expectations.
I'm not going to check in with you every day.
This is not like, well, we need to see each other 3 times a week to make this, like, no. Let's just not stop hanging out.
Yeah.
But listen, we're also not together. So like, I might, and if he's mature, fine. If he might at that point say, "Well, if I'm being honest, I really like you and I want to like try this." And then you have the opportunity to be like, "Well, I'm not there," or "I am," or whatever. Like, people just aren't talking about it. And so these kind of like situationships that are happening, there's always just a bunch of confusion. And this is a perfect example
And it's also expectation versus reality, like expectation versus what you can really deliver. You can really only deliver like holidays and summer, if you really think about it. And it's nice to go home and send a friendly text to someone is attracted to you.
Maybe he becomes a friend.
Maybe
he becomes that fuck buddy. I don't know. That wild Irish fling.
Sure.
I don't know. What you don't want to do is like, if you're going to play house, like we talked about early on with the Jed stuff, like you just want to be careful about doing those things where, like, because you're bored and lonely or it's convenient, like, you get invited to a wedding, you don't have a date.
Yeah.
Maybe don't bring that guy if you don't want to be in a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Don't take trips together.
Understand what, and that's also setting up expectations.
Yeah, totally.
Because
totally.
That's the only thing that can really disappoint this person. I think also what, something that, sometimes the answer is in the email. When he said, "I like when guys are like, I gotta get," he reaches out, "I gotta see you before you go."
He wants to sleep with her?
Yeah. He's like, "My balls are full of cum. I gotta find a place to put it." Like, he's turning into an animal at that point. Like that to me, I'm like, I know what his mind is, how it's working. It's like, I got this hot chick. She's going to college. Like, she sent pictures of herself for, we have a producer who's not here right now. He gives celeb lookalikes.
Our celeb lookalike?
I don't know what it is, but it would be a good looking one. She's like Olivia Munn looking.
Yeah, she's a cute girl.
The dark hair. So cute girl. You're going to be fine. She even said, I don't want to be in something. I'm going to my senior year. Yeah, go to your senior year, but also have in your pocket a guy that, like, on the holidays wants to take you out and make you feel good. And that's the standard, going back to the standard thing. Like, you can go back. I think it's interesting, and I talked about this last episode with Taylor Tomlinson, and it's interesting that I don't relate to it as a guy. I don't know if you've noticed this or if you relate to it. Women want these defined categories on their men, and guys want nothing but undefinition. Even when women talk about their best friends, it's like, that's my best friend. That's my friend that we get brunch with. That's my friend that I see on Saturdays.
Sure.
That's my beach friend. That's my travel friend. My friends, I'm like, yeah, there's a bunch of dudes that are fucking assholes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, for her, she has to live a little bit in the vague. Every girl seems to think that if a guy's a fuckboy, that he can't also take you out for dinner.
Totally. You know? But do you think that is, it's more society, like we were talking about before, because they think they're supposed to? Or they really want that? Because
want what?
They want the definition, or do they think they should have the definition? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's like a little bit of both. I think,
you know,
I think,
like, because she sounds like, if we're taking her at her word, that she doesn't want to be, she just doesn't. I can't honestly tell who likes who more in this situation.
Sure,
we don't know.
I do think the societal thing plays it, where it's like, you got to come to your friends and explain who the fuck this guy is.
Yeah.
And then explain him right,
why are you dating?
Why are you? Yeah. Well, you don't want him to take you out. You don't value yourself. And it's like, and I think that's like the problem we run into.
And I think it avoids confusion because, again, to my point earlier, she probably, in a lot of situations, she didn't talk to this guy. So she starts getting all these questions from her friend. She's like, I don't fucking know. So I guess is he sleeping with other people? I don't know. Like, what's going on?
Well,
like,
I am, and then you defend it. And it's like, you sleep with a lot of people, and it's like, all of a sudden you're this big fucking whore that's, you know, working the corner.
Talk to them and figure it out, and then decide kind of like, what do you want?
Yeah, if I'm her, you go for that last date, have a fucking fun time, be safe.
Why last date?
Or the last summer.
One more date. Yeah.
One more. And then it's, and then what you do, the move is, you say to him, this was great, next time I'm home, Let's be in touch.
So you don't think they should, like, talk?
I mean, like, I think when you start to have this, like, kind of, like, relationship in the cloud, then it gets even more confusing. I think it's nice to say to someone, I'll see you next time I'm in town. I would love to make something happen next time you're in town. And then you're the biggest.
What if he really likes her?
That's his problem.
No, totally.
I mean, he has the right to say to you, no, I really like you. And then you say to him, hey, I'm going to college. I'm not looking for that right now. But I'd love to see you next time I'm in town. Let's figure it out then. And then the way you keep someone a little bit hot.
Yeah, but I don't get the sense that this girl wants to, like, only see him, like, say, during Christmas.
Well, it seems like she's making a decision between one or the other when it can be in the middle.
I think she feels like, to your point, she has to decide if he's going to be my lover or
my
never talk to him again.
Senior year boyfriend.
And I'm just saying, you don't really have to decide anything.
Exactly.
Listen, again, don't go out of your way and don't focus on school, focus on being single. But as long as you both have the same expectations and you've talked about it, you kind of can talk as much as you want, but it's all about having an understanding between the both of you, is how much of a priority are both of you going to make this friendship?
I'm with you.
Right?
And I think also the social media is both the problem and the solution. You know, where social media can get, like, annoying, you're watching their whole life.
But
it also can be great to just like his pictures.
Right?
Be a fan. Hey, I'm cool with you. I like your pictures. I respond to your stories sometimes. It's fun to see you have fun. Like, you be a supporter. That's someone who I want to talk to the next time I'm at their home.
Yeah, I mean, listen, 21's young. I'm all in favor, unless if you want to get married young. But, like, it's easier to, like, have these, like, friends, and even be friends with benefits. But the way to do that is to communicate and not be confused with each other. That way, like, I don't know, maybe she doesn't want to get married till she's 28. So what is she going to do? Like, have a bunch of boyfriends she's not going to marry in her early 20s? and then you invest a lot of energy and a lot of gifts and a lot of like stuff that you could just be more
a little
single.
Bit more open.
Yeah, but also you want to have those connections and you want to like maybe hook up with people but not be promiscuous, you
yeah.
know? And the way to do that is kind of have these connections where you have communication.
And be honest. Kind of honest to the point of uncomfortability.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of have to, and that's kind of my point, is most people just want to avoid those like,
yeah.
you know, again, in your example, I mean, I agree with you, but if she was like, well, you know, listen, let's just talk when I'm back in town. And let's say he just, I don't know what to say. So he was like, okay, you know,
sure.
and then he's just like, well, I don't know, man. I want to keep, you know, and there's that awkwardness.
But that's where it goes back to her standard versus putting your standards in the other person's hand.
But I agree that you just have to be willing to kind of have a slightly awkward conversation.
Sure. But I'm saying like the other point to that is like, just because you say, I'll see you when I'm back in town, doesn't mean you can't be like, how you been?
Oh, totally.
You know, like she can send a text. Like, I think it's like, I think we're both saying is like, get out of this box thing.
Yes.
Get out of this thing. Be a little bit more vague with people, and that's okay. But also be vague with them in your labels.
Be vague with the labels, not with your intentions.
In your intentions.
Yeah.
We're a sponsor, people. It's a new season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders. Le'Veon Bell is on the Jets. And Odell Beckham is in Cleveland. The one thing that hasn't changed, where I'm putting my money down in all the games. MyBookie is the place to bet on football every weekend. MyBookie has better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sportsbook, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter. All you got to do is pick 5 NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool. So listen, I love MyBookie. I love that they're a sponsor this fall. As a person who likes a little juice on the game, taking a couple of extra shekels and spreading it around a few games on a Sunday, takes it to the next level. Just really ups the ante. And if you're sitting there being like, well, I'm going to be anxious and hungover, yeah. That's the best way to spend an anxious hangover. Get your mind on something else. Put your mind on the game, not on your horrible life. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. So that's why MyBookie is always the right place to pay. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie has live in-game betting on every NFL game. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. That's cool. Up to 1,000 first deposit bonus. Double your first deposit. That's a deal. So you put in 100, they'll give you another 100. You put in 500, they'll give you another 500, up to $1,000. Use promo code JTRAIN to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. That's mybookie.ag, MYBOOKIE.AG. That's MYBOOKIE.AG. And don't forget to use the promo code JTRAIN, when creating your account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Nick Vial here. At Nick Vial on Instagram. Vial Files is the podcast
really
every Monday and Wednesday.
I love this plugging along.
Listen, man, we got a show here. Is it cheating if it closes a chapter? Have you ever cheated?
Yeah, no.
No.
But yes, it's still cheating.
Okay. Loyal fan.
I think there's degrees of cheating.
What do you mean by that?
Is it cheating is black and white in terms of either you cheated or you don't, right?
Okay.
But I've never cheated, but at the same time, listen, we're all human. We bleed. We all have our skeletons, you know? Like,
this is where Nick goes into.
But I'm just saying, like,
PR move.
I'm just saying, if
we all bleed.
If we all bleed, man.
We all get mosquito bites.
Right?
We all fuck a chick in a bathroom.
Shit can happen. Yeah. What I'm saying is, if I were to run into someone, man or woman, and they're just like, yeah. Like, it's like when people ask, have you cheated, right? Mm-hmm. And then answers, it's like, yeah, I have. And it's like this scarlet letter.
Yeah, I'm not looking at
that answer. I'm saying that that's not where my questioning stops, because there's so much more into it. Like,
cheating just doesn't happen in a black or white world.
Right?
And
I'm not condoning any of it. But if someone was like, to this person's question or whatever, like, listen, I'm not condoning it. I was wrong, but I cheated. But I was out of the relationship, and you know what I did after I cheated? I ended the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I was honest. I was up front. That's a world of difference than my guy or girl is in a committed relationship and actively cheats in another relationship,
totally.
And lies and deceit
also,
and mistrust.
Also, like, kind of what's worse? Is it worse to do that and end it right away, or to have a textual relationship with someone where you've never hooked up?
The emotional cheat?
The emotional cheat over years and years and years. Like, you know, choose your poison.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of like the lie, is how much lying is going on.
Yeah.
And how much manipulation and deceit plays for me a bigger role in like how worse the crime is in cheating.
So let's see. I'm a loyal listener from Spain, listening religiously to J Train You Up. Let me get right in. Since my freshman year of college, this guy Matt and I have had a lot of sexual tension, but have never been together because we have always been studying abroad or in a relationship. In 5 years, we have only had sex once. There's a lot of history and a lot of emotion. I can honestly say he's the guy that I've fallen hardest for. A lot of history, a lot of emotion. They've repeated a lot of history, a lot of emotion.
Okay, so
that's, you know, it's
is
bad.
There a lot of?
How much? Fast forward a few years. We're now 23, and I had been dating my boyfriend for 2 months. One night, I was out with my friends, and Matt and I started drunk texting. He asked me if I wanted to talk in person. I said yes. He came to the bar I was at. Eventually, he walked me back to my place and came up. We began to talk, and he kissed me. At that moment, I can honestly say that I felt nothing and that I did not want to be with him. So he kissed her. Mm-hmm. She felt it was out of her system. I feel like I needed to do that to prove to myself that I was over him. This is,
but she has a boyfriend.
And that I, yeah, of 2 months. Okay. And that I wasn't not being with him because I had a boyfriend, not because I didn't want to. I finally closed that chapter in my life. My question is, should I tell my boyfriend? The kiss meant nothing, and I felt like telling him will be more for my benefit to feel less guilty, but would do him more harm than good. I'm actually glad I did that because now I can stop wondering what if and focus on my boyfriend, who I'm starting to really care for. Thoughts? Thank you so much. This is a great email.
It's great. I don't really know you that well. I'm sure. Curious about your opinion.
My opinion.
First.
My initial thought, and I feel like I could be convinced out of this, is that this guy she's with won't last very long. I think
that's just like playing the math, right? Like, who knows?
She's well, I'm playing the math, but yeah. I'm also saying, like, if you're sitting there out and you get a drunk text from any guy and you pursue it, no matter what it means that you've really just went with this guy to feel the warmth of a body. I think it goes back to that, where it's like
this guy,
the new guy. Yeah,
sure.
I think like the new guy, you're really parking in short term parking. Like I think if you're gonna go to someone and be like, well, you know, I had to figure this out. It's like, yeah, then why'd you get into a relationship with this guy in the first place?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think there's. This is one of those questions I'd love to like ask follow up questions.
Of course.
It's tough, but yeah, like. Who knows if this new guy is going to work out? But in terms of, I mean, should she tell him? I don't have an honest answer because...
I don't think she should tell him.
She probably, I guess, the right, like, what she did was wrong and shitty. And I think
sure. She
should know that. And so in the future...
But she's using, like, all the years of emotion.
Those are not, none of those are valid excuses.
She's using it.
Yeah.
That's why she told us the story the way she did.
Totally. Yeah. Right? You were wrong. Doesn't make you a criminal.
No.
Fine. But, like... You can't justify your shitty actions with, like, you, because to your point, she chose to date this other guy. Figure your shit out before you start casually jumping into relationships. If you have some emotional or unfinished baggage with someone, vet that shit out and don't get in relationships. Hopefully she learned her lesson.
Sure.
Good that she's, like, over this guy and this particular guy. Yeah, I mean, whatever. If you kissed him... Maybe don't tell him. I don't know.
To me, like, telling him is all, she says it in her email. She says, it'd be for my benefit to feel less guilty. All of this was for your benefit. Just made out with a guy for your benefit. Yeah. You're not telling him for your benefit. Like, where does this stop ending for you and be about somebody
just
else?
Just to play devil's advocate.
Sure.
There's a strong argument to be made that if this guy is maybe the real guy,
the new guy,
because it's kind of like in relationships, we always figure out like what should we do, what should we not do, and most people take the easy way out for fear of not getting the answer they don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But if you happen to be with said right person, they tend to be more understanding. They have a longer leash for you. Mm-hmm. They truly are falling for you. So if you really only kiss this guy and you sat him down and really just kind of was honest with him,
yeah,
you might have a real opportunity to, like, you haven't done unforgivable.
Sure. Now the communication doors have been opened.
Yes. And now he can trust you. And, like, there's going to be a level of distrust to be like, well, you kind of like it. But I think it's something you can probably get over.
But if I'm that guy, let's say you're that guy. Okay. We'll do some J-Train theater.
Yeah.
Let's play it out. I come to you and I say,
I've been dating this girl for 2 months.
Muchos míos. She's from Spain.
Yeah.
So I say,
I like a good Spaniard.
I'm so sorry, Nick. I made out with this boyfriend. We've had a 5-year thing. Mm-hmm. I had to do it. I had to get it out of my system.
Yeah. I'd be like, what happened, babe? Like, walk me through it.
Well, I got a text. We were drunk.
Sure.
And then he was like, hey, come meet me. Do you want to talk to me? And I was like, I felt like something drew me to go talk to him so I could try and figure this thing out. And then, you know, was I going to maybe have sex with him? That could have happened.
Yeah.
But then this kiss broke the spell.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, 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 Poppy. I'm out.
If I really liked said Spaniard.
Yeah. Maria.
That's my sister's
red
name.
Dress emoji. Yeah.
Yeah, the red. If I really liked her, I would be like, all right, listen, thanks for telling me.
Yeah.
That sucks. And I would probably...
You wouldn't have more questions,
though? I would totally have more questions. Yeah. I would be like, all right, like, here's what I hate in life, whether it's any relationship. And I'm talking friendships, business relationships, romantic relationships. Just fucking tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really good at, like, reading bullshit. And so I can hear, like, it sounds like you are, too. It's just like you're saying one thing, but you mean another. So just shoot me straight.
Sure.
So, like, just own up to your shit. If you're coming clean, come clean. It's kind of like going back to the Jed thing. Like, don't tell me a half truth. Don't, like, kind of admit something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just fucking admit it. So when someone
just admit,
if she were to
you
go,
could
like,
see how someone else could
I totally fucked up. I playing the role. Open that, like, I might have fucked him. I might have. I'm not even going to pretend. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. Everything I did there was wrong. But the good news is I only kissed him, and I know that sucks, and I fucked up, but it did, and I know it sounds like shitty. And what I shouldn't have done is I should have told you a long time ago and just totally be vulnerable and totally come clean.
Mm.
If I trusted that she only kissed him, you know, I probably would have to be like, the cynic in me would be like, did she just kiss him or is she just telling me this kiss? Like the guy who goes to Vegas, fucks the chick,
sure.
Comes home and tells his wife, hey, I just got to be honest with you. I only kissed this girl. I felt really bad.
It's also the Chris Rock joke. It's like, yours faithful is your options.
Yeah.
And
it's like, did he turn you down?
Yeah. You know? What happened after this kiss? How did it not get into sexual stuff? And it's like, to me as the boyfriend, I go, you went there to fuck him. And then... You had this like realization, and now you're just like, oh, it's you, and it's you because I'm here.
Yeah, and I guess
that's why I think the relationship won't last. Like, tell him or not,
totally.
But be more honest with yourself. Is this relationship there because you needed a hot body to fucking keep your emotional state up while you weren't getting the guy that you thought maybe was the better one for you?
Totally. And I guess what I'm saying is it all depends on what type of person she is.
Yeah.
If she is the type of person who always kind of makes excuses for herself and kind of justifies her actions and sugarcoats them.
Sure.
And when she comes clean, even if her boyfriend at the time tries to forgive her, she will keep doing this little shit that will make him just be like, something feels off.
Yeah.
But if this is a situation where she really like learned and she really being honest and communicating with this new guy is priority number one and she comes clean, I think he'll get over it. It's one of those things, you kind of sense it. You trust your gut. And so when you're with someone who's just like doing shit and you're just like, why do I feel like I can't trust you? It's because you probably shouldn't. And I just feel like if she is really an honest and forthright person and she doesn't do this shit and she really is just like a faithful girlfriend and committed to this relationship, I think he would get over it.
Yeah.
And if she like tells him, but like all of a sudden she's like has another guy she has a fling with, we're not hearing about this one. And
another
like,
dude like he's gonna in figure, Madrid.
Yeah, right?
Like, he's really good at cutting the hamon.
Totally.
Get it.
So it's like, it's kind of like, it depends on what kind of person she is.
We are sponsored, people. Upstart. 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 Most of us find out the hard way. Getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your FICO score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, a revolutionary lending program that knows you're more than just your credit score. Your Upstart interest rate is based on your education and job history, not your credit score. That is great. Upstart doesn't care about the bills you didn't pay 5 years ago. They care about the person you are now. Right, Mom? I told you I'm a better person. And give you a rate based on that. Plus, they make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in just a few minutes without affecting your credit score. The best part, once the loan is approved, most people get their funds the very next business day, the next day. Over 200,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards, student loans, fund their wedding, or to make large purchases. With Upstart, you can free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment. That's a huge deal. If there's a way to lower your interest rate on a debt, you should look into that opportunity. And if Upstart is saying, hey, we'll let you go for some past problems, then that's someone you should be looking into helping you out. I'm just telling you. You could, and listen, nothing worse than owing a lot of people a lot of different monies. Put it in one place, consolidate, get one rate that can bring them all down, bundle it all together, and it's just an easy thing. And now the goals are easier. Oh, I got to pay that, I got to pay that, I got to pay that. Now I'm going to do nothing. No. When you have to pay one, you go, okay, this is a edible goal. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. Hurry to upstart.com/JTrain to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/JTrain. 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 JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Nick Vielle here. We got time for a couple more. You got time for a couple more?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Salary talk. Are you seeing anyone now?
In a committed relationship?
Yeah. No. I mean,
there is no one out there who thinks that we are in a relationship. In a
committed relationship. No. Do you like it?
There's
that
no
way?
One out there who, when I would go to a wedding, and I went to one recently, was like, why didn't you invite me? Like, no one.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's how I rate all relationships. Yeah. Well, did they be at the wedding with me? I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Like, why did I get an invite? That was weird.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years. He's 29. I'm 27. Okay. Work for the same company. So I've never talked about what we each make. I know he makes enough to live comfortably. We both have no debt and pay our rent just fine and have never fought or even talked about money. We just take turns paying for things and it's never been an issue. We are now starting to talk about the future and I'm wondering at what point I should know about how much he makes or if the exact number even matters since we are comfortable. Last night was the first time I tried to broach the subject and he got all weird and didn't want to tell me. I asked why and he said he was insecure that his number was too low for my expectations.
Ooh.
How is he insecure that it is low when we have never had a money issue and we eat out, travel all the time and have a good life? I think this is just a thing in his head where the man needs to make X amount before he is ready to move on to the next phase of life. She puts in quotes marriage or in parentheses marriage. But now it's bothering me that he refuses to tell me his number. Should this even matter if we're comfortable? Am I creating problems where there otherwise aren't any? How can I marry someone who can't have a normal talk with me about money? Please give me some guy insight on this. Nick, what do you think?
It's a great question.
Great question. Love this email. It's thoughtful.
Yeah.
It's short.
I think the answer is somewhere probably in the middle.
Yeah.
Again, we don't know this guy or this relationship.
They work for the same company, which makes this even more uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, again, society paints this picture that men should be the providers and should make more, and it's a bit emasculating if you're with someone who is making more than you.
Fair or not, right? That is the just in the it's same a, way the girl gets asked who the boyfriend
we're
is.
We're getting
the guy,
more progressive, but we're still there. Also, we all kind of do this to each other where there's probably something in her that maybe they both know that she makes a little bit more and it's like they don't want to bring it up and now she's finally broached the subject, but she clearly cares.
Yeah.
Right? Why is she bringing it up? For whatever reason, she wants to talk about it and he's maybe sensing that it's a thing. And the fact that it is a thing to her and her bringing it up, he is probably becoming insecure. Neither of them are doing anything wrong, but they...
You think, and I think I agree with this. Do you think, and it sounds like this is what you're saying, she's into this. This is something that he knows is important to her otherwise.
She cares more than she's admitting about it. And I think...
Especially if he's like, this might not meet your expectation.
He's getting that sense... Maybe from society, maybe a little bit from her.
Also, he's 29, she's 27. He might be at that company longer than she's been.
Maybe she's killing it. You know?
She's doing better than him and has risen above him. Now he's not like a hardworking go-getter type, and now it makes him look
if
less
you,
hot.
I think in those situations, if you're in a relationship and whatever, maybe it is about money, maybe, and if you're dealing with something that stereotypically creates tension and insecurity in a relationship, the only way to get through that is to like, not make it a bigger deal.
So what
you do is you let, like, again, to her point, they're comfortable. So money's not a concern. Make him feel comfortable with the situation. Let him bring it up because you don't care. That will ultimately make him feel, if you are making more, that to like you're going to bring it up.
Yeah,
but like, he's getting something from her that he's afraid to tell her.
I am kind of on his side because I don't remember this. I don't remember my mom knowing the number that my dad made. You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember. I don't know if I would have been involved in that
conversation.
Sounds
like they live together.
What's that? She even says we pay our own and pay our rent just fine. So they live together.
Yeah, maybe.
We both have no debt and pay our rent just fine.
They know a lot about each other's finances.
I think she writes, how can I marry someone who I can't have a normal talk with me about money? Welcome to every relationship ever.
Yeah.
Money is the root. Like, if you go look at any list of things people get divorced over,
top
money's
two?
Number one.
Yeah.
You're not alone
it's
here.
Never not. It's never below two.
Yeah.
It might not be one.
Cheated on me, money. Money cheated on me. Yeah. Somewhere in those, you know, it's like, though, it's... don't think that you're like alone in this whole like money is the root of all our problems thing. Should this even matter if we're comfortable? I don't think it should. Like, what's your goal here? Like,
What is she trying to accomplish?
Where do you go? And it's like, if someone came to me and was like, I need to know how much you make, I would go, well, why? My first question would be why? Like, not even relationship-wise.
All she can do is make him feel comfortable. If she wants to get on the same page with him, she has to find a way. If she wants to have this, because she's pretending that all she cares about is, I just want to be able to talk to my guy about money.
It's not.
And I don't think that's the case.
But
if that's what she really wants, then what she should do is find ways to make him feel comfortable about money. And that kind of way is play the long game. In the short term, don't like awkwardly bring it up, and maybe be careful, be mindful of how you talk about money in life.
Sure.
When she's out there. I don't know, like, what are her parents make versus what does his parents make? What are the backgrounds? When they're out shopping, is she, you know, talking about...
Way more layered than she's giving it credit.
Yeah, are they talking about, like, what she wants? And, like, is she very picky about, like, the clothes she wears or rings that she wants? She's probably setting financial expectations that he's picking up on without her realizing it, and now he's just, like, insecure about it.
The ring thing is the big thing.
Yeah.
Because now... When you go, well, how much do you make? Now it comes down, like, especially if you're 2 years in and you're, you know, you've been in 2 years and 29, 27, you're at the ages.
Yeah.
The walls are closing in. So, and the ring thing, when you know how much he makes, now that you can do the math backwards. If I'm him, I'm like, is she trying to figure out how much of a ring I should be paying?
Could be that too. But I agree that the same company is definitely an added layer where she's 2 years younger.
Yeah,
he easily could be defensive and insecure about the fact that maybe they're making the same or at the same level or whatever. And like, it's like he almost, in defense to her, I think he just doesn't want to find out she makes more than him.
Yeah.
And that is on him. That's his own insecurity, like from a society standpoint. But again, all she can do is make him comfortable enough that she doesn't value him based off of money.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nick Vielle. We're going to do one more. Is that cool with you?
Let's do it.
You got the time?
Let's do it.
I'll give you the choice of title.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Dealer's choice.
Help, first trip, and second date with a guy now his married friends too.
That's a title. Can you say that again?
Help, first trip, and second date with a guy now his married friends too. No subject. Is timing really everything? Dating while also dealing with tragic loss. Why can't I find girls to go to the lake house with?
These are all great. Why can't I find?
Is that what you want?
No, I okay. almost want the first
Middle
one.
Middle Eastern love story.
Why are they taking a trip on date two?
Let's do that one. You ready?
Yeah.
Feather, huge fan. I need some advice. Cutting straight to the point, I met a guy this past spring while traveling, and we totally hit it off. We live in different cities but have kept in touch and are meeting up for a four-day weekend. We're a week away from the trip. I'm really excited. This morning, he texted me to tell me one of his best friends who lives in another city is planning a spur-of-the-moment vacation with his wife, and they're going to overlap our weekends so they can see each other. I think it's great that he'll be able to see his friend. However, I'm a little bummed. Now, 3 out of the 4-day weekend, we're going to be spent with his friends. I was in a similar situation a few years ago. I had date plans with a guy I had only gone out with twice, and at the last minute, he invited his married friends along for the evening. As nice as his friends were, I was totally the odd one out, and I was still getting to know this guy. He also spent the majority of the night catching up with his friends, and I was kind of left in the dust. I'm fearful this will happen again on the trip. In my opinion, going out with a married couple is also just a totally different social dynamic than going out with another couple who are just dating. I experienced the dynamic change even with my own friends who are now married. There's not really much I can say to him without sounding like a total bitch or sounding like I don't support him seeing his friends, but I am feeling really disappointed. What is your recommendation for handling the situation? It's a lot to not only try to get to know this guy on our second date, but now I also have to make friends and small talk with complete strangers for 3 days. Do you think there's a reason he didn't offer to carve out just one day to hang out with his friends and make sure him and I still had a few days for us? When I was in the situation before, I felt like the guy was testing me, and to no surprise, never heard from him again. Thank you. Appreciate your advice. What do you think, Nick?
Oh, another great question.
Great question. These are thoughtful, good emails.
They really are. A couple of things. I think, the past relationship isn't your current relationship, so stop projecting on that. I can't speak for most guys. Maybe there's a Jed in here or whatever. We're really shitting on Jed. But like a guy who invites you on a trip to meet his friends likes you.
Sure.
I mean, it's a safe assumption, right?
But, you know, it's also like, you know, back to the Jed thing. It's like, what are you trying to? We got a light fall over here. We're good. It's back to the Jed. Like, why are you trying to like do this all at once?
Listen, not necessarily condoning. Like, I
love pizza and shakes. I don't want to eat them at the. I don't want to mix them in a bowl and eat them.
Wouldn't invite a girl to a vacation with my married friends for a second date. To be clear,
do you think that's his way of coping? To me, is that your way of coping with the idea that this trip might not, you don't know this person well enough to know that this trip is a slam dunk as a good time?
I think if she asks,
you bring in the side characters to make sure that the sitcom has enough storylines.
If she were to ask him any question before agreeing to this trip, this is the question I would ask him. It's just like, I'm really excited to go, excited to meet your friends. Mm. Just out of curiosity, no right or wrong answer. Have you ever done something like this before?
Interesting.
You know, like, is he the type of guy, and there are, or person, who, like, moves things too fast always?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
well, this is on the subject of having uncomfortable talks to feel more comfortable.
If he's done it one other time, that's one time too many.
Yeah.
But he also could just really like you, and so don't, and to that point, my best friends are married, and then our second date, they went camping together.
Okay.
That's aggressive, right?
It's different.
Now they're married. They move fast. They're about to have a kid.
Well,
you know.
Here's what I love that you just said, and I think she should take ownership of her own sanity.
Yeah.
You are a very sane person for saying this is an insane second date.
Yeah.
So own that fact and call him and be like, hey, I just want to make sure we're cool before we go.
I'm really excited, but.
But now
a lot.
We got a lot going on. Are you nervous too? The friends are now involved.
I'm fine with slowing things down. I'm also fine with coming, but I just want to know, like,
I need you to be as weird. I need you to admit that
this is weird.
That this is weird.
Yeah.
And it's like, and if he comes back at you and goes, why is it weird? The minute he says why,
if he gets defensive, that's a red flag.
Time to not go.
Yeah.
And this is a test too.
Yeah.
Let him test you, but you need to test
him. If this is normal to him,
yeah,
that's a red flag. If this is like, I'll be honest, it is normal,
but I really like you and I want to meet my friends. Is that okay?
I think it's...
That's a great response.
Totally. And you know the meme that's like the... It's the cartoon dog in the room with the room's on fire.
Yeah.
And he's going, everything's just fine and laughing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you no one wants to be going out with someone like that.
Yeah.
And it's all like, I have friends of mine that I call like once a week. I have a good friend that I call once a week and I'll tell him a story and I go, who's crazy here? And he'll go, well, you're crazy there and but he's crazy there. And it's nice to have that like baseline level. I mean, that's what this podcast serves as for a lot of mm-hmm. people. Is this crazy? And it's like, you have two people here going, this is quite a second date. So we are nudging you towards, give him a call, let him know, hey, I'm a little nervous. I'm excited, but I'm nervous. Anyone could understand that. And anyone
totally.
Who has the right mindset and is someone you're going to connect with will be able to be vulnerable and be like totally on the same page. Go, yeah, this is fucking
this
weird.
Is nuts, this but is like, nuts. Let's do it anyway.
And let me tell you about my married friends and why they're the perfect couple for us to hang with. And then you can say, well, I'm just worried about. I'm trying to meet you, and now I got to meet them. And then he can go, no. I totally hearing his voice go, I totally understand. You're right. This is crazy. We'll make you feel better. And if he doesn't do that. If his tone of voice doesn't sound like what Nick and I sound like right now, no, we out, totally.
Totally.
And the cabin, I don't know.
If he gets defensive,
you're
don't
out.
Go.
Don't go.
Couple other options just to consider since we don't have her here.
Sure.
She mentioned this before. Like, listen, just be chill. Don't be, like, she mentioned, like, maybe she has too great of expectations herself. Like, it is a crazy idea, but you are spending time with him, and don't be the girlfriend who can't share their boyfriend. Especially early on in a relationship. If you're hanging out with his closest friends, what a great opportunity to like find out. Your closest, like if he's the guy who moves too fast, trust me, his married friends will kind of be like, yeah, he kind of does this a lot. Like you'll sense that from his friends. They'll be like, I love him, but like, oh, you're like the third girl we've gone on vacation with.
I mean, I was dating someone, especially long distance. She said that they're kind of long distance as far as how this is starting.
Sure.
You meet someone she said they met on a trip. You met someone in the most glowing way you could ever meet them. You have no idea what this guy is like on a like a baseline regular day. And now you're doing another trip. I brought a girl that I was seeing. We were long distance, like similar to this. And then we went on like a big trip. And then my friends ended up being involved. And it's very similar. By the end of the trip, my friends were like, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah.
And like, it was like, okay, you know, both sides can hear that.
I can get anxious and be non-social at times. And in this situation, when you're not comfortable, it's very easy to be that. But instead of trying to keep them to yourself, her only focus, even though it's not the ideal weekend, is really becoming friends with these people. And listen, if they're closed off and they don't want to share them, that it's hard to do. But if they are like, yeah, bring her along and whatever... Use this opportunity to get to know his friend. You can learn a lot real fast about this guy. And even if they love him, they'll be honest with you about like if they believe in the relationship.
Totally. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Nick Vielle, what a pleasure, man.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
having
for coming
me,
on. Yeah. This was great. All of you go follow Nick on Instagram, @NickVielle, and the Vielle Files.
That's right.
Every Monday and Wednesday. Go check it out. Get involved with his show. Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
It was awesome.
It's a pleasure.
I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. The LA trip continues. We're going to do one more episode from here. We'll be back next episode. Boom.